now more than ever, people need to go within and plug into that cellular memory, plug into divine source, detach as much as possible from the matrix. Hello again, everybody. This is James Bartley, and you're listening to the Cosmic Switchboard Show. Today, my very special guest is Nish from the Cosmic Salon. I was recently a guest on Nish's show, and we had quite a discussion. We first got to talking on a show co-hosted by Nish and Jerry Ablin, where we went into a number of issues, and I really enjoy talking to Nish because she can get right down to brass tacks. She's one of those types of people, person after my own heart, who wants to get to the bottom line, who has a focus on the things that really matter. So I'm really excited about having her on the show. So without any further ado, and we'll have all of Nish's podcast information, website information on our website, as well as our dedicated YouTube channel. So without any further ado, Nishka, welcome to the Cosmic Switchboard Show.
Thank you, James. It's a pleasure again. We've spent a lot of hours together now.
Yes, we have. So much going on. Tell us what you've been doing since we last spoke.
Well, I've been busy getting editing. As you know, it's like the shows are crazy. So oh, yeah. Amazing stuff. And I haven't even gotten to the show with you yet. So as far as editing, but I've also had some downloads recently. And then now today, or last night, I guess, or yesterday, I had so much going on that we hear about T-Man and his paramour's diagnoses. And you and I know that's a cover. Now they do not have to be in public. And so they can safely be in quarantine and out while the blood is, we were just talking, the chum's in the water. And so they can be off the scene, just like we see in the north of the North Korea. I don't know what words I can say in here. And like we're seeing around the board, this is part of the playbook, and it's going accordingly. So I've been just tapping in and honing in on those energetics and furthering the internal dialogue as I mine the collective psyche to see this information clearly. So it's crazy, and I'm just staying grounded and perceiving information is coming in. It's coming in so fast.
And what we talked about prior to the show, Nish, is so many reports I'm getting from a variety of people about astral attacks, about directed energy interference, about dream hacking. It seems that the collective angst of all the people on the surface, even people aware of the con, the fraud, and the manipulation behind all this, the collective angst seems to have energized these archontic parasitic beings, like you said, like chum in the water, and they've gone into a feeding frenzy. So it's almost, in the cases of some people, like they're just trying to wear them down through insomnia, and then when people finally start to drift asleep, they get attacked, and then it's just a way of just chipping away at them. I'd like your thoughts on that.
I want to start out with something. So I've constantly been, since all this has been going down, out and paying more attention to the outer world than I generally have in the past. I've kept myself very in my cottage bubble here and away from the collective intentionally. So now I'm out a lot. I'm out as much as I can to observe these changes so that I can see how this is playing out. And this ties into everything you've just brought to me right now. But I want to give you a hard example, and it just happened this week. So every night I go out and I spend a lot of time looking up at the sky, looking at, first of all, it's great to have the apparent fresh air, and secondly, I like it. It's beautiful time, it's reset time, it's also very informative if you're watching the skies every night. And so there was a bunch of strange activity, and there's been strange activity as we've gone into in the many hours before this with people around us and shifts that are happening. And now stuff that you were just bringing, how it's amping. Well, this person, you cannot see into my cottage. The shrubs are like 30 feet high, but I can see out because everything's lit and there are silhouettes. This person comes shuffling down one side. I'm on a corner, shuffling down and making kind of weird breathing patterns. I thought, I had my wolf there, my main one, and they don't bark. Wolves don't bark. So she's looking, I'm looking, and I have a friend with me who also, so we just kind of watch the people. But this person was very strange, James. Very, very strange. And so they get to the corner and they turn right towards the other side. And I shuffled, and I usually am pretty silent. However, the leaves have been falling really early here, and I made a little bit of a noise. This person's, they were like basically dragging a foot, by the way. I mean, when I say shuffling, I mean literally. And so they stopped right then. And there we're all like, what is this? What's going on here? You know? And then it was a he, and he started making really guttural, crazy sounds, like weird sniffing sounds. And they were extremely loud and lewd. It was just bass level. And it was, I wanted to say, when I was retelling this to some friends last night, I want to say it was 5 minutes, but it was actually more like really a solid minute, which is a lot of time. And then he shuffled off very slowly out of view. And my friend that I was with said that, this is like The Walking Dead. And it totally was. There was something the energetic level was very, very low. The energy just was creepy. And the fact that we made that noise in there, behind the shrubs, in the wood around my house, and it stopped and it was making this noise like it was creepy, James. It was very, very creepy. And I thought, okay, this is more information on the degradation of cognitive functioning that's going on with people and with what we've been talking about and the stuff that we've brought up, you and I, and you've been bringing up, that this possibility of the zombie narrative. Now, we grounded in a little bit different way, so it's not like, this is about cognition. This is about the reptilian brain. This is about the frontal lobe not being engaged or deadened in some way. And this person delivered that type of energy. It was very strange. As I said, I'm out there every night. I'm in my garden a lot. I've never noticed anything quite like that. And there's some strange activity out here. So I wanted to front run that before I get into, yes, I personally, and I cannot recall last time when I talked to you, if I told you, I think we did talk about the dream attack because it was right before we chatted from my cosmic salon. So I had that, and then I've gotten some DMs and PMs and all this with different dreams, because my show Nox Mente with Jerry is about dreams, where people are coming forward with this type of dream where they're feeling like there's a digitalness aspect to it, and they're all also reporting attacks, a lot of attacks going on, where there's a sense of paralysis, but it's not like traditional paralysis. There's also this kind of pixelation quality I'm hearing. And so it's really starting to develop this narrative. And then as we started the show today, this stuff that's breaking down in society around us. And then we look at the weak look at what happened in El Centro this week. Look at the strange stuff falling from the skies, that the stories the mainstream are putting on these things, these objects, are unbelievably ridiculous. And so, yeah, this is, we are deep into this narrative now.
I'm not familiar with the story in El Centro. Do you mean El Centro, Southern California, in the desert?
Yes.
Can you enlighten me on that?
You know, there's a base down there, and there's that lake, the Dead Sea Lake or something.
Yes, Salton Sea.
Salton Sea. Thank you. So there were two jets that went down, and there's a lot of strange. So it's not made any real mainstream news, but two jets went down, and there were people saw parachuting stuff, and so the story came from the base down there, I believe. This needs to be checked on just for these, even if the facts aren't, just for the base details. But I believe there were eyewitness reports of stuff coming down in parachutes, multiple things. And the narrative around that is that it was the pilots jumping out, but they had other stuff with survival gear and all that. So you take that information, and that does need to be unfolded further. I just haven't had time. And then you add with that, just a few days later, that massive cluster of quakes right there that everyone's been talking about, a big cluster, an unusual cluster. And these things, to me, when I'm looking at them, are 100% related. And so that piggybacked onto the apparent asteroids or falling stars or whatever they're trying to call that stuff happening on the East Coast. And not to mention, if we broaden our scope and look at these, some of these things are falling all over the world. So it's going on. We just need to be able to connect these things.
That's a very good point. And it may correlate with the horrific beaching, whether it's the whales have lost their way because the geomagnetics have been so screwed up, or because they're such higher consciousness beings, are saying, no, we're checking out of here en masse, you know, kind of like the samurai back in the day when they're on the losing side, they all have to commit mass suicide. And yes. And not making light of it, but because it's truly horrific for upwards of 400 pilot whales, I think they were, that are beaching themselves in Tasmania, Australia. It's like, what the hell? And then also I came across, and it's interesting how spirit moves people like you and I, for lack of a better term, Nishka, where almost kind of like in involuntary way, we just allow the mouse and the clicker to take us where we need to go, right? Because I found the information about the whales on your Twitter feed. And then I found this thing about the birds getting disoriented and just, you know, just walking around in a state of confusion and then dying. So there, frequency wise, something has shifted big time, Nishka.
Yes, I really make it a point to follow animal news. It's one of the things that gives us a deeper idea of the energetics at hand. And this year has been unlike any other year. I've been following animal news for years globally. And so particularly the last 3 weeks, more strange mass deaths have happened from the ocean and the skies. But not only the skies, when we think of birds, insects, and all the weird things, weirding things. I want to tell you, the other day in my garden, I was out there and I did like a little blessing around my house and trying to keep my energetics at a certain level here. So I go out and I thank the trees, and I use the roots and the whole thing. And I try, I'm part of this, right? We're symbiotic with all this. And so I'm always trying to reconnect and make sure I have a good connection with the wood around my house. And so I'm out there, I'm singing and all this. And then all of a sudden I noticed I counted 10, but I saw more coming in and out. And they were either, it's hard for me to tell you, I have my glasses on, but they were either hawks or falcons, because we have both here a lot, and we have eagles and stuff. But they were in a group like that. Now, I only ever see hawks and falcons in pairs. I've never seen groups of them. And they were out there for a good hour, circling round and doing almost like the murmuration thing. It was very odd. And then, of course, all the birds in the tree and all in the trees around my house, which is like the woods, were freaked out. And they're, you know, these are predators, so they're going from one tree to another real gingerly and cautiously. The finches and the chickadees and all those, and that was unusual in my life. I've never seen that many together. I'm sure there'll be people out there saying, oh, yes, this is common. Well, I, as just an observer and a love birds, I have personally not seen that. I see them in pairs. So that was unusual. And my friend JJ she's in out east on Cape Cod, I believe. She was walking to the beach as she does every day, and I guess it was vultures. Now, we know vultures swarm together, but they were very strangely following her, you know, going along her path. And they usually are on to carrion and something that's giving off a distinct dead odor. That's what they do. And we need them to do that. It's part of the process. But they were they had this edgy energy to them. She said it was very unusual. So I'm having people tell me about these experiences and questioning. And this is a good thing. And questioning, what are the animals doing? This is unusual behavior. This is something we need to look at. And as far as the global stuff, I could spend all this time with you talking about all the weirding with the animals. The monkeys in particular have my attention in Africa and in India and Asia. So yeah, the energetics, James, are shifting big time right now.
What are the primates doing in those places?
They have taken a turn. Okay, so first, here's a big story that was, you know, it's kind of like, well, monkeys do this. And, you know, in India, the monkeys are crazy, for sure. But they're part of life there, and they're usually not crazy aggressive. Like, they're getting more aggressive. But this particular story is interesting. So a lady, I think this is, it's been in the last few months, maybe in the last 3 months, someone got attacked by a monkey, and she had COVID tests. She had positive COVID tests and all this, and they took them. So again, this is on my Twitter feed for sure. And I'm sure you could type it in and find it, because I'm just having to recall the details. So I may be wrong on the details in retelling this, but they did get the virus. They got access to the virus via somebody that had tests and positive tests, and went off into the bush with them. Now, this is significant, James. This is very, very significant. It doesn't matter if it's true as far as if it actually happened. It matters that it's a narrative in the world to come into play. So, and in general, the monkeys have been attacking people. There's been some talk about escape from a couple labs. There's all this kind of stuff. And do not forget that also Elon Musk finally, at least publicly, released the fact that they put the Neuralink into the first pig. So we know this has been done. This is nothing new, but it's out in the public now. So when we start looking in, it's in the collective now. There are pictures of it. There are pictures of the pig. And so we start building this different narrative. There's a lot of imagery right now with monkeys doing human things, stealing phones and playing with the phones and apparently taking selfies. Of course, you know, this is that cover story is BS. But just the idea here that's being presented to the public through this news is what's important. And that's the thing people need to grasp. it's the idea that gets presented when it's the news coverage of it. And it doesn't matter if you can pin it down on what's real and what's not, because that's a scale. Ideas become reality.
There was a book I read some time ago called Sinbad. It was written by an ex-US Army Special Forces guy. And he's one of those guys that writes a stream of novels under different names. And for his Army Special Forces novels, they're called the Dave Riley series, because the protagonist is a Green Beret called Dave Riley. And this guy also wrote a series of books under another name about Area 51, about how the military was creating these so-called avatars, basically astral operator versions of real-life operatives to conduct missions in the astral, which we know things like that happen. But in his Dave Riley series of novels, one of the books was called Sinbad, which stood for Synthetic Battle Form. And what it was about, I don't know why I'm laughing,
wow,
Nish, but what it was about was the Defense Intelligence Agency had gotten a hold of these baboons, and then they genetically modified them, stuck neural implants and transceivers in them, and in a simian version of Jacob's Ladder, they went mad and you know, just frenzied violent rage, right? And long story short, several of these Sinbats, these genetically modified and neurologically enhanced baboons, escaped from this underground lab. And then Dave Riley, the protagonist, and a number of other Green Berets in his unit were tasked covertly to hunt these things down, because they were going around killing people and ripping them apart in a frenzy of rage and madness, right? And you know, one by one, these Green Berets were being picked off by the Sinbats, because, and we saw also in this movie, I'm trying to remember, I think it was a Stephen King movie, but the opening sequence of the movie was this commando monkey that had hooked all these wires and had this device on its head, and it was remotely being manipulated. And in the opening sequence, it's just running around in some facility, just shooting people up with an automatic weapon. So the meme and the theme, and along with the new latest series of the Planet of the Apes movies, Nisha, yes, it's like, for whatever reason, they're putting that meme in the public mind, consciously and subconsciously.
Yes, it's completely by design. And this is the thing, we understand this, and everyone in your audience and people that listen to me understand this. But at large, we're still a small community in the end. And at large, it goes above the cognitive level of most people. It's just entertainment, or it's just a weird news of the weird. And these narratives are out there and they're at play, because you have to create the idea and present it. This is the whole point of the weaponized arts, right? And this is also, it's underway. These things are underway. I'm not going to be surprised when some really unusual things start to break out. And that's saying something where we are right now. And that's saying something with the stuff that you and I bring forward very soon, is what I'm saying. This is happening now. So all that's going to come into play. And again, we're being shuffled back into our gilded cages, into our houses, into our apartments. And this is, of course, by design. And the people that are falling off the grid, the people that have become homeless, at this point, you can stand your ground. I mean, if a bank comes for your house, come on, with the world like this, this isn't like the first depression over here in America where people just let it's not going to play out like that. It's people on a larger scale, understand how they've been used and have been chained as chattel to the banking system and the bankers and how fraudulent all that is. So it's a different narrative than that. And this is part of why in this unfolding, this revealing, there's more militarized presence here that's happening than in the first depression. When you could get a letter and say, you can't pay this, you need to be out. Most people pay attention to that. It's not going to happen like that now. People are going to stand their ground. However, the people that are falling off and getting picked off slowly are this is what, that's what's happening. They fall off the chain and become homeless. And the homeless are very easy to round up. And a lot of people that are pushing the collective ideas of the new rules, whereas I do agree with resistance, I'm all about it. But there's a play here, and you have to understand that wars are, people think differently when they're in that mentality. And one of the things you always want to do is expose those who will push against you, the dissidents. So all these people that are saying, I'm not wearing a mask, are showing who they are. And if you can get them knocked out, besides, and this is not talking about the ones that are being paid for and funded and put up by people like Soros and those found in the Gates and those foundations to go and be part of these uprisings. What they need to see are the dissidents and get them cleared from the field immediately. That's just low hanging fruit. It's easy. And I'm sad to say that we need to think like this. This is not the time to exercise your rebel in a knee-jerk way. It behooves everyone to be really strategic in the way they move around the world right now. And sometimes being the gray man and falling into suit to live another day and to observe and to find another way of resistance is the way to go. I'm just saying that because all this is at play.
I agree 100%. The importance of being the gray man, the importance of operating in cells the way that the communist guerrillas do and resistance movements throughout history. That is important now, rather than wearing a big bullseye on the back of one's apparel. One needs to slide under the radar. And, you know, a lot of us have made our points in social media or in these podcasts, right? But for those people that have an awareness the same way we do, and they're not quite on the radar yet, one option for them is to continue to slide under the radar and learn how to play the game. I mean, it's gone to the point now, Nishka, when I'm around these people, who some derisively refer to as normies or abnormies, I assume a guise. I go along and pretend to, if I don't outright agree with some of the bogus narratives that they are consumed with, at least I don't sit there in a pedantic way and pick apart their arguments and make myself stick out like a sore thumb. Because at this point, in our field, people know who we are, but in our private lives, you know, not so much. And it's important for people to be able to maintain, I think, that that difference. There's too many people in our field, Nishka, who they assume the guise of the podcaster. They take on the persona of the celebrity. They take on the persona of somebody, an attention seeker, if you will, rather than someone who wants to relate important information, but do so in a way that is essentially non-threatening. I mean, there's a fine line. We all know people in our field or heard of them who, you know, divine God guidance, you know, bless them, if you will. But, you know, they lower their horns and like a bull, they just charge headfirst at the monolithic institutions of control on this planet, and they've gone down. They've gone down in a heap, because that's not how you attack this kind of system. The system will, in a way, will come apart of its own volition. It'll come apart at the seams, because it's the whole system is held up by nothing but lies. So if people start looking at this strategically and work in a cosmic guerrilla warfare fashion, live the fight another day, take on a Fabian type strategy where, you know, you avoid the major battles and you out guerrilla the guerrilla, so to speak, but in a psychological warfare, in a spiritual warfare sense, I think people can start to really make inroads into dismantling the system, because it's going to have to operate at a number of different levels, not just at the physical level, where we see so many people taking the social media, so many people increasingly going out, trying to push their beliefs on, for all intents and purposes, a brainwashed and controlled population. So that's like just lowering your head against a monolith and just running headlong into it, Nishka.
Yeah, you know, I 100% agree. It is very, very now time as far as consciousness. This is the time to really seek lucidity and get up out of the ego that is seeking attention or wants to be right or wants to help. You know, the person that's got good intentions, but by being really, by proselytizing the information, this is a time now to step back and start observing the cognitive functioning of those around you. That's where we are. This is on the ground. This is on the ground. The barriers have been broken. We have been invaded. So here we are having to now process this information. And the more when the 5G starts really coming online and the millimeter waves start harassing us at a deeper level and ultimately really killing us, and then that's going to be pinned to whatever narrative needs to happen. That could be the blood on the ground. However, it's activating others. So it's not just, people need to understand that there is a multifunctionality with the electrification of our environment as biological entities that are water and carbon. This is very advanced technology, even though it's running under the guise of faster internet and all, you know, whatever the BS is being told. And this is why I'm saying, pay attention to the cognitive abilities and functioning of those around us, and stop around you personally in your life, your wife, your kids, your friends, and stay within that bubble and ride under the radar in the public sphere. It's doing nobody any good. And like we were just saying, you're exposing yourself. It's the target on your head. Meanwhile, as we move into October and November, this stuff's going to start unrolling further. So we've got all this stuff that we saw, you know, that's obviously been seeded, right? With the food shortages because of weather, weaponization, and intentionally bottlenecking people to get deep control, deep control. Second wave narrative has been from the very beginning. There's going to be a second wave when the next flu season typically comes out. So here we are. Then they give us the T-Man and his paramour have tested positive. And so now we're going to get bodies dropping because they're going to start pulsing cities, specific cities. But at the same time, they're going to start activating sleeper cells. And this is where I'm starting to hear a lot more chatter, James, about people hearing their tinnitus is kicking up, or people that never had tinnitus or all of a sudden having problems with their ears. And that is something to really pay attention to, because these waves are not just killing, they're activating.
That's a very good point. I'm going to go from the general to the specific, and then I'd like your thoughts on a niche. The thing about the two jet planes and then the parachuting, presumably of the pilots and or the flight crew, if it was a two-seater plane, we know that certain places in the world are high electromagnetic anomaly places. In fact, most aviators are equipped with geomagnetic maps, essentially, that let them know where these places are. Just so if they start running into issues with their avionics, their navigation, etc., they have an idea that it could be due to these zones where this kind of stuff happens. Now, some of these zones are super hot zones. I've had Paul Sinclair on my show, and he's an investigator in Northeast Yorkshire. And they have an issue there for some time of British tornado fighter planes just either disappearing or losing their way. And these are some of the top pilots in the world, the top navigators in the world, losing their way and crashing in the ocean and all this other stuff. What we're also seeing, aside from the animals behaving erratically, and that's an important thing, as Nishika pointed out, folks, to pay attention to. What we're seeing also is an increase. If one follows the cryptid research, we're seeing an increase in cryptids being reported, and also very bizarre cryptids that are not the normal cryptids that we've come to be familiar with, the Sasquatch, the Bigfoot, the Dogman even. We're hearing reports of all kinds of weird critters, and I think the reason for that, Nishika, is the veils, which have always been thin in certain places in the world, between realms, between dimensions, they're so porous now because we have two things that are running in parallel that seem to intertwine. We have all the energetics associated with whatever is causing the asteroids. My personal belief, it's quite possible that there already may be, for lack of a better term, a second sun in our current solar system, which is causing all these problems with our sun and what have you. And also the on top of that, the overlay of the electromagnetic manipulation with the increasing activation of the 5G going to the 6G. Now, I just want to make a quick point, and then I'll dive into the more specific stuff. In the old days, a lot of us that were subjected to electromagnetic beaming, and it varies, and my heart goes out to some people who get really, really hammered. What's happened to me is mild compared to other people. But we would feel a sensation of heat leading up to an episode in the middle of the night. We would start to hear popping noises in the ceiling, popping noises in the walls, start to feel a sensation, for those of us sensitive enough, of heat around us, even though the ambient temperature hasn't risen. And then when we go to sleep, whammo, we get hammered by all these electromagnetic beaming, right? And for different purposes of manipulation to astrally abduct us and put us into a virtual environment scenario for training or mind control purposes, whatever the case may be. But you pointed out that increasingly, Nishika, it's going into a more digitized form of that, it because of the rollout of the Internet of Things and the digital twinning and all the capability now, they've taken this to the next level. Whereas before, a subpopulation, a demographic, people like us basically, would have to deal with these issues. Now, the net is cast much wider, Nishka. So your average person on the street who's completely oblivious to the greater conspiracies we're aware of, they're being increasingly influenced consciously and subconsciously by all of these. You know, we're having towers popping up left, right, and center, 5G towers. So we're going to see a level of instability, a level of insanity, essentially. And we should never forget also for lack of a better term, and I alluded this to this a moment ago, the supernatural aspect to all this. I've had my friend Sue Plavetic on the show, and she's a medium. She goes around clearing houses of unwanted entities and spirits and what have you. And with her etheric third eye vision, she sees the activity around these cell phone towers. She sees these dark blobs of energy swirling around, and these weird energies and thought forms and entities and what have you swirling around these communications towers. And that was even before the 5G rollout. So what's going to happen when they crank up the entire system? I think that the what mainstream physicists call space-time, there's going to be huge rents and rips. We've already seen this with CERN and the Hadron Collider. But now, because it's so widespread, this frequency war, Nishka, we're going to see people not only remotely influenced by these electromagnetic waves, where before it was a particular subpopulation or demographic, but it will allow also these entities to more easily access and gain entrance into people through their porous auric fields, get into their psyche, start to manipulate them. Essentially, we're going to see possession on a scale we've never seen before, Nishka.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. The possession aspect is a very big deal. It really behooves people to step outside of what they think possession is and broaden it. Broaden it and look at it, look into the natural world and see how things like that happen. Things with like mycoplasma and candida and how invading forces that are in the natural world take over. Candida creates the conditions to make it overrides your cognitive ability. It makes you want what it wants, which is sugar. And you can be very strong and it can override that. And this is not even talking about the AKA zombie virus with the deers and the rabbits now. However, I wanted to swing back on something you were saying. I know we're wrapping close to the first end of this. When you were talking about all the new cryptids coming up, there's something I'm wondering if you've noticed this. I am all of a sudden hearing in the last several months and personally experiencing myself, but this stuff is not unusual for me because I'm like you, James. We've been used for these abilities. This is why we were sourced. So it's not unusual, but I have noticed a change in them. I've noticed a shift in them, and they're becoming more tangible and more recurrent. They're just more prolific. But what I've noticed is more people talking about this. To me, we get into conversations about dreams they're having, and then they all of a sudden in these interactions, they're like, well, I've been seeing shadow people. So not just the little shadow things like that could be critters, you know, cats and dog size, people like big size, our size and bigger. And this is increasing. I have noted it because it's increasing. And another thing that I've noticed in the last 2 weeks is the amount of people while talking about their dreams are using the word mission. Mission is coming up over and over and is overlapping. And the whole reason I even dive into publicly dealing with hearing people's dreams and all that is to find the overlap. The overlap's what's important to me. And it's uncanny how many people are calling, I was in a dream, it was a mission. This was a mission. It's just been dozens of people all of a sudden. That was not so common before with talking about what's going on in the dream space. Have you noticed these things?
Absolutely. Before, as we pointed out earlier, it was a specific demographic and all the various sub-projects. Think of it as an umbrella of people under remote influence, under mind control. You know, people can split hairs. Oh, this person's a mile left. This person's a monarch. This person's a targeted individual. But generically, and I hate to lump people into like a generic label because it's, you know, depersonalizing, but it may be perceived as such. But generally, as you know, it was a certain demographic of people that were having these issues. And it could be for a variety of reasons, genetically, spiritually, karmically, whatever the case may be. But what we're seeing increasingly is, and I've noted the same thing, because ever since I've been doing these investigations, like yourself, Nishka, I was always focused on the dream aspect. What kind of dreams do you have? How vivid are they? Do you ever have dreams when you feel like you're being utilized in a mission or training or whatever the case may be? Now we're having people who were not part of that type of demographic coming up with these stories. And here's another aspect of that too. Some of the people that are familiar with the subject matter that may have been part of that manipulated, remotely influenced demographic, they're also describing that some of their dreams have turned extremely violent and sadistic and gory, where in the past they may be involved in some conflict or fighting, whatever the case may be. And I've gone through a lot of these scenarios in some kind of dream hacking, mind control stuff that I've endured when I was sleeping. Small sample size to be sure, but I've heard from a number of people now that some of their dreams have taken on a particularly sadistic turn, where they're the ones perpetrating a lot of the sadism, a lot of the gore, a lot of the carnage, a lot of the violence, right? So a part of them is being accessed and activated and made to behave in this fashion, right? And I've had mind control experiences years ago when I was sleeping, where I was put in scenarios where I was always being set upon by crowds and attacked, and I would be in this frenzied animal feverish fear state where I would just be lashing out in every direction, because in the way the scenario played out, I was always being attacked. And what they would do is superimposed upon the visual imagery which we were being subjected to in the virtual environment that we were put in. Along with that came these sensations where you could literally feel your head and your face being battered and bopped around, and you can really feel the sensation of people jostling you, grabbing you, kicking at you, etc. So all this would heighten and intensify the fear, right? Get us, you know, break down our frontal lobe capacity, our impulse control, because oftentimes they would beam simultaneously our frontal lobe to typically literally chip away at that part of our neurology to make us more impulsive, to make us more violent, etc. For people that are aware of the nature of the manipulation, oh, that's what they're trying to do. Better not be so impulsive in my normal waking consciousness, right? But for people who are not aware of the nature of this manipulation, if they don't have a conceptual framework, they begin acting out in this fashion in their normal waking consciousness. They become more short, abrupt, abrasive, even to their loved ones, right? So that's an important point to make, and this has been a fascinating, thought-provoking, and enlightening first segment with our guest, Nishka. Nishka, could you tell our listeners how they could find your podcast online?
Yes, thank you, James. So Anchor, I think it's anchor.something. Oh, Lord, I should know this.
Well, we'll provide all these
yeah,
links.
Yeah, James, you have it. It's The Cosmic Salon, and it's hosted at, if you just go anchor.com/niche, it should get you there, but it's not a .com. And anyway, beyond that, it houses it. So the Cosmic Salon's being housed everywhere, Google, iTunes, Spotify, all that stuff. And then the www.noxmente.com gets you to the obelisk, which James was on, and Nox Mente stuff with Jerry Cthulhu and I. So, and I'm Nish13 on Twitter and Nish369 on Instagram.
And we're just getting started, and we're going to delve into these issues at even greater depth in our next segment. For all our dear listeners out there, if you like what we do, if you believe in what we do, please go to thecosmicswitchboard.com, sign up and become a member, and we'll see you at the top of the next segment.